Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESP Media coverage of Wyoming Cowboys Athletics. It is our weekly podcast. I'm Greg Waddell, as we are joined by Athletic Director Jan Wilking. And a happy Monday to you, Jan. Hope the weekend was good for you.
Great Monday. Busy weekend, but absolutely great Monday. The sun is shining. It looks like it's going to shine for 3 days, so that always makes our life better.
That it most certainly does, because I know we jinxed ourselves a little bit over the last couple of weeks talking about how nice spring had been, and of course we got deluged with the monsoons late last weekend. But so coming through everything, looking through schedules and everything, I guess let's start with baseball, because that baseball and softball and tennis, I guess, to a lesser extent, too, kind of got affected by that. But first off, on the baseball side of things, kind of escaped it Wednesday with a big-time win over Finneytown, and then nothing was scheduled until Saturday against Lakota East. So how did that end up going?
Well, we lost on Saturday 9-6 to a very good Lakota East team, a very good non-league schedule or non-league game for us, for sure. That was gave, I think, Coach Daniel a chance to play some kids in some different spots, and certainly just, compete against somebody different than our normal CHL foes. So it was a good Saturday.
Oh, good. Okay. I mean, as long as you're making strides forward, so the team 9-4 to this point, and gets a great test now over the next couple of games against Taylor, who tops right now in the CHL. So that'll be a great opportunity for the guys coming off that tough game against Lakota East.
Big week, certainly, for us in baseball. Taylor's been kind of the class of the league in baseball last year. So certainly not only important for our league standings, but then we turn around and have the tournament draw on Sunday. So just a big week for our baseball program.
Yeah, in fact, we're even talking tournament draw there now. That means we're certainly headed down the home stretch, so these games become very, very important. By the way, Finneytown, too, one of those games, the game at Wyoming was rained out and then moved to this Thursday, correct? That'll be on Thursday the 2nd.
That's correct.
Yep. So,
that's correct.
And then still games to go with Indian Hill to finish it out, too, the following week. So it is definitely the home stretch and then the draw. So we'll update everybody coming up next week on how the tournament draw will go and where everything will play out as we head into the tournament time. Hard to believe already.
Hard to believe, but yet here we are.
There we are. So speaking of tournament draws, the girls softball did have their tournament draw. We'll talk about that coming up here in a few moments. But last time out for them, last Wednesday before the rains came, they got a nice win in extra innings. They had to go a little overtime to beat Finneytown.
Great win for them. I think that was their third, maybe fourth extra inning game. I think it is their fourth extra inning game of the year. So certainly nice to beat a conference team. A big week for them. Taylor, again, has been kind of the class of the league last year in softball. So our young guns will see what they can do against a very experienced Taylor team this week.
Yep, the young guns for sure. And then also a game against Finneytown rained out last week. So that'll be made up Tuesday, April 30th.
Tuesday, yep. Yes.
So, and then Taylor again on Wednesday, so you get a little in-between. And then finishing it out with Indian Hill on Friday, May 3rd. That's later on in the week. We're turning the calendar this week. I can't even believe it. So, next
it's
week
crazy.
Tournament. It is amazing. I can't even believe it. And then next week tournament starts. So, I mean, it's already OHSAA tournament time.
It is. We were a number 10 seed, ended up we will play at Ross on May 7th. So a good test right off the bat for us, but we'll see what we can do.
Yep, and we got that up on the website under the softball schedule link as well. So it's got the directions how to get out to Ross. If you haven't been out there, it's a little bit of a haul to get there to Hamilton and Ross. And then the tournament bracket, you can see all that. And then, of course, we'll update the other sports as well as we get towards that. Let's move to some of those other sports. Let's go boys lacrosse. And they continue to play very well. Bounce back nicely with the game against Oakwood last Friday. And then we'll get back at it tonight. They had the loss to Indian Hill and took a little sting there, but nice little bounce back on Friday.
Great game on Friday. They really played well as a team, able to score 13 goals, which 13-9, maybe not a defensive struggle, but nice win for the Cowboys. So we play, as you said, at Miamisburg tonight, and then Friday we host Bellbrook, and And then, again, we're wrapping up that season as well. So look for the tournament bracket to come out here, I believe, at some point this week.
Oh, does it? Okay. So do they have a draw? How does that work for lacrosse? So
lacrosse is a little bit different. It's all run through the state, so as opposed to through the Southwest District. So they do have a draw, very similar to the way the other sports are run. The teams are seeded, and then you know you pick to play whomever you the higher seeds pick first, and then you kind of go down the row. But the games are the teams are a little bit more spread out, so
right.
We could end up playing anybody from Dayton to just south of Columbus.
Wow.
It's a little bit more spread out geographically, for sure.
And lacrosse also is just Division I and Division II, correct? So there's not...
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct.
So you could play some schools you're not normally used to playing in other sports at tournament time. So that'll be an interesting sidestep. But an 8-4 record at this point, I think got to be happy with the way things are progressing at this point as you head into the postseason.
I think so. I think when they look at the losses that they've had, certainly, you know, the Indian Hill and Marymount, two very good,
yeah,
long-established programs, and then tight losses to CHCA and McNick, I think we feel good if we had to play either of those teams again, that we would certainly give them a great game.
And it's where you can always learn something from losses. I mean, there's always things to be learned from every game that you play in, so, and you look at those losses, definitely can be a building block down the road, so you can't lick your wounds all that long. So good luck to the boys lacrosse tonight at Miamisburg. Safe trip up there, and hopefully traffic isn't too bad going up northwards through the Dayton area. The ladies, boy, the girls lacrosse continuing to play very well. They had themselves another nice – they actually did get to play, even though the weather wasn't all that great. Actually, it got a little bit better on Saturday, so I guess it wasn't all that horrible. But a nice win hosting a team out of Columbus area Saturday.
It was a very nice win. Bishop Hartley is an outstanding lacrosse program, so for us to be able to knock them off 12-10, it was an afternoon game. That was a big win, not only to bring us to 9-2, but that will certainly help us in seeding as we look towards the tournament. So very excited for Coach Crawford, and they get a test tonight, a rescheduled game against Indian Hill tonight, and then turn right around and play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So certainly very busy week for them.
Yeah, that most definitely is too. So and how are the Indian Hill girls? I mean, that's obviously it's a conference game, or at least a conference foe, not necessarily CHL conference the way that we are used to seeing all the other sports. But Indian Hill always strong and everything. How are they girls lacrosse-wise?
This year, I think maybe their record, they're better than their record. I think they do not have a winning record, but certainly
gotcha.
They play some very good teams. So it's always going to be a battle when the Braves come to Pendry Road. So
yeah, absolutely so. And then the Loveland game tomorrow, where's that game at? Is that...
That's a home game.
It's a home game at Wyoming,
Right here at Wyoming, yeah.
Okay, good enough. I'm looking at the schedule, and looks like we had a little error there on the location, so I want to get that all cleaned up. And then Springboro and Mount Notre Dame, as you mentioned, Thursday, Saturday, and then Lebanon next week to finish out the regular season. Girls seeding the same way as well? They do the same thing for the girls lacrosse?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So we'll see how that works out and see – where we end up. I expect that we will host a girls game, usually the higher seed host. So I would expect we would host a girls game and
excellent.
Most likely a boys game as well. So we'll see.
All righty. Excellent. That's great stuff. That's what they work for as you get to the postseason.
That's right.
So a little weather delays, I think, through the Coaches Classic, the tennis tournament. The Coaches Classic, I don't know if it's a tournament, but kind of that round-robin type of event that they play. So it kind of got condensed down into one day. So how did the Wyoming boys do in the Coaches Classic tennis?
They did fine. They, as you said, they couldn't play on Thursday due to the weather. They finished it all up on Saturday. I think in talking with Coach Tanner, the players were satisfied with the way they played and – you know, I hate to keep repeating it, but really looking towards the tournament now
sure.
to put themselves in the best chance to qualify for state as we have the last 2 years. So we'll see who decides, you know, to match up in terms of doubles and go from there. But big week for them. They play Summit tomorrow and then Lakota West, I think, on Thursday.
Yep,
so big week, certainly.
Also had to play in Walnut Hills. Were they going to play Walnut Hills today, or did that?
The JV will play Walnut today. Walnut Hills had to cancel the varsity match today.
Gotcha.
I think they had to make up a league match, I believe.
Yeah, and that's another thing that can happen to ADs at this point and coaches. You get a game canceled on you at the last minute, even though the weather might be great, because you got to make up a conference game against the opponent somewhere. Or that'll happen. It's just kind of the fun of what you get to do in the spring. So it's just one of the perks
exactly
of the
right.
job,
the
right?
Fun.
The fun, yeah, the perks, as we call them. So then let's wrap things up here with the track and field. And as they get ready also for a postseason time, CHL tournament, not too long away from that. So you got a couple of more, I guess, build-ups and get a chance to try and get yourself ready for this conference tournament coming up.
Yeah, the conference tournament will be, I think it's May 9th and 10th. So certainly, you know, that's always a good meet for us. This week we travel to Hamilton and on Tuesday, and then the Best of the West on Thursday. I believe that's how that Oak Hills. So
yep.
A couple of short road trips, right? One to Hamilton and one to Oak Hills. And I think we're in good shape. I know the track athletes have really tried to beef up their schedule in the non-conference to get ready for that conference meet and the state tournament. So we'll see.
Yep, exactly. And then yeah, you're right. The CHL, the 9th and the 10th, and then after that, who knows? Tournament time, the state tournament time at that point, and hopefully getting some athletes to move on. The team doing well, and hopefully they'll get a chance to show their wares. So, well, Jan, as always, we appreciate it. You know, and we want to make this mention, too, and I know a lot of folks that, you know, may go to the website and go to wyomingathletics.org and they can click on the links there. But other places, too, that, you know, if you want to listen to this, I know you you said your son was surprised that you had a podcast, or was it your son or your daughter?
My daughter.
Yeah, your daughter.
My daughter.
So let her know this now. So we're very excited that we continue to try to get these almost to where you can't avoid us, that you're going to find a place to listen. You have to go out of your way not to want to listen to us, because we've been on SoundCloud and iTunes all this time, but now we're adding up some other partners. We're going to be on Spotify. We're going to be on Google Play and also Stitcher. So all those folks who look for their podcasts in different ways, three more ways now that you can find Jan and myself here doing our weekly podcast. We've only got a few more weeks of it, Jan, before the school year ends, but we're going
to
be
– hard to believe.
I know. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but then we'll get to fall, and everybody will be listening to us on all these different platforms and find ways to listen to us. But let's get through the spring first.
I love that you're making it so available so that my kids can hear me. They're just amazed that anybody wants to listen to anything I had to say. Take that for what it's worth, I guess.
Any messages we need to get to them now? They'll listen here?
They get their messages.
they get them loud and clear. I hear you. So that would be the mom, Jan Wilking, not the athletic director, Jan Wilking. So, well, Jan, always great catching up with you. So we wish all the best with Cowboy Athletics here this week as they get ready, kind of really tuning things up as they get ready for the postseason, and hopefully have a great week here. And we will catch up this time next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. That's Jan Wilking, athletic director for Wyoming High School. I'm Greg Waddell. Appreciate you listening here on WyomingAthletics.org and ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.